I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Women make up less than a third of the manufacturing workforce, but some schools are trying to get girls excited about a manufacturing career. Fifth grade teams at Simpson Waverly School in Hartford are making skyscrapers. Well, not skyscrapers exactly, but they're using the same building principles to make a tower out of straws and pipe cleaners. The goal is to make the tallest structure that can also hold a 100-gram weight. At one table, Ariana Hamilton, Sinead Chavis, and Maria Lee Gonzalez are the first to build something that holds the weight. They hide their design so no one copies them. They've got some time, so they focus on strengthening it. Today's class is a workshop run by Connecticut Center for Advanced Technology. It's a local nonprofit that tries to get kids interested in STEM fields. That's shorthand for science, technology, engineering, and math. The group has a particular focus on getting girls on board.
What we've known to be true about young women is that we can get them engaged in engineering and in manufacturing. But most of all, young women want to make a difference.
Sue Palisano heads the education team at CCAT.
And interestingly enough, at least in the grade levels that we're talking about, we find that young women are actually a little bit better than the boys at following directions, at being able to sort of problem solve and think a little bit more logically and apply those math and science concepts.
A recent 52-country study by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development found that girls are better at collaborative problem solving. And the study found girls are more likely to want others to succeed. Back at Simpson Waverly, that group of girls from earlier are now scrambling to make their structure taller after realizing that another group's design was taller than theirs. The other group was also led by two girls. As the time ticks by, they struggle.
Trying to work as quick as possible. Trying to see if it works. No, it doesn't work.
5 more seconds before we stop building.
We can't even do it.
That's one of the workshop's teachers, Calvin Brown, counting down.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. Everybody.
Brown and his colleague walked the room with a tape measure. The only groups to make something that held the weight were led by girls. Although one group, led by boys, did find a creative way to complete the task.
So this group took an interesting approach.
After failing to make a tower that held the weight, the boys made a small gap between two desks. Then they laid the straw across the gap and set the weight on it. The girls in the group rolled their eyes at it.
This looks a little bit more like what? Instead of a tower, it looks a little more like
a bridge.
It's an artistic concept of
a tower.
Two of the girls who came in second place say they'd like a career in manufacturing or engineering. On the winning team, though, Eladi Pizarro Osorio and Asia Odom are not as interested. It might be because of their male teammates.
One thing I hate about it is that some people don't like to communicate with other people.
That's just sad.
It's Trudeau.
The percentage of women in manufacturing jobs peaked in 1990, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Women have steadily left the field, and today their presence in manufacturing jobs is the same as it was in the 1970s. So what gives? Sue Palisano says there are often misconceptions about what a manufacturing job could actually be.
I think we're actually doing a decent job with the current generation of dispelling a lot of those misconceptions about what manufacturing is. We could be doing a better job. We've got to get the message out more broadly, especially to young women and to urban youth.
An organization called Women in Manufacturing has studied this issue. In an emailed statement, the group says that many women don't know about available opportunities. And as technology advances, these jobs become increasingly attractive to women because the skills needed are more diverse and challenging. Simpson Waverly principal Leo Watson says it's also about having role models.
When our young ladies see people that look like them in that field and then having a conversation about how to get there, that's so valuable.
Connecticut manufacturers exported over $13 billion in goods in 2016, though the market has been declining since 2013. David DeRoche, WNPR News.